I'm joined by Councillor Alexander Amon, who's the chair of the Transport Committee at Richmond Council. Thank you for joining us, Alexander.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we're discussing the Hammersmith Bridge and its closure and obviously the repairs that have been happening to it. What work is still needed on Hammersmith Bridge?
Well, Hammersmith Bridge obviously has a pretty substantial set of repairs. It's first important to say that the bridge is not something under the control of Richmond Borough, but is rather something being managed directly by Hammersmith and Fulham and Transport for London. But there are a series of works ongoing at the moment, which Transport for London and Hammersmith and Fulham said would take about 3 years to undertake. And there was a separate work stream that started some months back to try and provide a temporary walking and cycling bridge alongside this structure to support those works as well. And so there's been a lot of work by Transport for London and, as I say, Hammersmith and Fulham Council that we've been aware of, trying to get that separate structure built as part of this work.
And how have residents coped with its closure? It's been closed, obviously, now for over a year.
Well, it's had a very disruptive impact. There's no doubt about that. The bridge is closed, of course, to motor traffic at the moment. And so people can still walk and cycle. So there's not complete severance. But for people that have need of travelling across the river at that point by car, clearly it's had an impact. I think residents have been incredibly resilient and adjusted their lives quite remarkably in light of the, you know, rather spontaneous removal of the bridge's functionality. There's no doubt it's definitely inconvenienced many. And, you know, we're working as closely with Hammersmith and Fulham and TfL to try and get this bridge brought back into action so that people can go about using it again to its fullest degree.
And why is it costing so much? Is it to do with the fact it's a listed structure?
In a way, it's related to its listing. It's more specifically the nature of the bridge. As I understand it, the bridge is almost unique in the way that it's been made. I think there's only one contemporaneous bridge, if my memory serves me correctly, in Hungary. So the materials used, the cast iron, all of the materials associated with it are really, in terms of repair, require bespoke repairs. It's not a case of sort of popping down to the nearest bridge fitting shop and buying replacement parts. A lot of this stuff needs to be bespoke, manufactured and fitted. And I think that really is the fundamental here. There is the issue about how widespread the issues are around the bridge, as I understand it too. And so, you know, it's a pretty significant project and it has very large associated costs with it.
And should the council be looking at promoting other methods of transport that no longer include the bridge?
Well, I'm not sure that they're mutually exclusive points. So this borough, Richmond Borough, take very seriously the importance of active travel and, of course, public transport, but notwithstanding the compromised nature of the latter right now, and promote those to our residents for all of the benefits that using those as alternatives to the car bring. But I think Hammersmith Bridge, you know, functions as a conduit for not just car use, but also for buses too. And so there's been a lot of public transport disruption and inconvenience as a result of its closure. So I think from Richmond Borough's point of view, we do want to see the bridge reopened as soon as is humanly possible. And we don't want to see any sort of political wranglings or confected financial reasons for it not being so. But that doesn't stop us saying absolutely that cycling, walking wherever possible is something we want to do and that people should limit their private car use wherever possible too.
And some would say that maybe it's time to concede that the bridge should never reopen. What's your response to that?
Well, I think the view of residents in Richmond at the various different interactions I've had with people has been that they would like to see the bridge reopened. If public opinion were to shift on that matter, then of course we'd be very interested in hearing that and willing to listen. But my observation on behalf of the residents that we represent on our side of the river in Richmond and the surrounding areas of the Hammersmith Bridge is that they do want to see the bridge reopened. So I personally am not of the view that it should be we should sort of give up and forget about the bridge. The bridge does, in my view, need the repairs. I think the issue is with a piece of infrastructure of the relevance and importance that structure has to the overall transport network in London, it is a great shame that the parties involved in managing the bridge have not been able to find the finances to bring about its clarity about its eventual refurbishment. And that I think is probably the most significant frustration on our part at the moment, is just not having absolute clarity that this thing will be finished by an endpoint.
And that leads me on to my last question, actually. How can the government be expected to help fund this with the COVID-19 pandemic ongoing, especially as the bridge is owned by the council?
Well, so the bridge is owned by a council, not ours. It's owned by, as I say, Hammersmith and Fulham Council. But I think the important thing is this bridge is more than just Hammersmith and Fulham's in terms of impact. There's no doubt Richmond residents are impacted and wider London's impacted. And if, for example, we took a very borough-by-borough approach to all bridges in London and we had similar issues, we could very quickly have a complete absence or a very, very restricted provision of crossings, thereby making the Thames a difficult water body to traverse. And that wouldn't be a good outcome for London, of course. So I think there is an argument here that is significant enough, important enough, complex enough, and expensive enough, the national government need to contribute. And look, in the context of the type of government spending that has gone into all sorts of measures, transport ones included, post-COVID, even this fiercely expensive refurbishment as bridges go is still but a drop in the ocean compared to some of the way that the government is spending money. And I would have to point out, as a Liberal Democrat, that Boris Johnson, our now Prime Minister, was very happy to spend multi-million pounds of money on a bridge not too far down the river, which of course never even saw a single brick or cement work take place. And for far less, he could bring Hammersmith Bridge back into being.
Alexander, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.